Hello. Thank you. Good evening, everybody. Hello. Hello. Nice to see you all. Thank you for being here. Isn't this a wonderful way to start the festival, this nice, intimate experience? Let me first recognize Jim Peterson. Where did you go, Jim? The chairman of our board. I can't see you. Stand up. Oh, there you are. You are standing. Sorry, I didn't see you. And why don't I ask all of our incredible board members to stand up, because this is a concert sponsored by the board. Yay. Well, thank you all. And thank you all for your generous support of the Cabrillo Music Festival. We certainly couldn't do it without you. And this idea actually came from one of our musicians, Rob Simons, who's going to be performing for you tonight. And he came to Ellen and said, you know, I'd love to do something for the festival, and I just happened to have a recital ready, so anytime. But, you know, it's unusual, I think, in our regular world of musicians. First of all, it's quite unusual for musicians just to come up and offer their expertise and their time, and it's not without stress to play a program like this, but also to offer such an eclectic program. I don't know, have you seen the program? It looks really, really fantastic. So you'll recognize many of the names of the composers on this program. And I just want to say a couple words about Rob before I welcome him out. Rob has been with the festival for 5 years, and he and also his wife, Louise Alexander, there she is. Hi, say hi, maybe stand up, Louise, so everybody can look for you guys, right? They're in the violin section, so you got to look for them and be nice. Everybody's always lovely here. And Rob's been with he's principal second in the Louisville Orchestra, which also has a great tradition, of course, of contemporary American particular music. So I guess without further ado, I just want to personally thank you, Rob, for doing this event. And welcome, please, Rob Simons.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much for coming out for this. It's really exciting, obviously, for me to be here. The other 50 weeks of the year, I'm principal second violin of the Louisville Orchestra in Kentucky. But for two magical weeks, I get to come out here with all you people, amazing committed musicians in this place, and you know, be at the tip of the spear of contemporary music. The next piece we're going to go through is by Missy Mazzoli, who's a young woman from Brooklyn, New York, who we're going to get to meet in the second week of this festival, who is a remarkable, remarkable composer, whose music is rhythmic, beautiful, tied to the past, tied to the present. Maybe not with an eye in the future, though. It feels very, very much of now to me. And the piece I'm going to play is called Dissolve All My Heart. It has a very, like, 16th century ring to it. But it's actually a companion piece to Bach's Chaconne. And it's not in competition with Bach's Chaconne, it's a riff on Bach. Look, I'll tell you from personal experience, if you want to come face to face with your own inadequacy, compare yourself to Bach. And so Missy, wisely, and for the composers, or the performer's sake, avoids that. And this is sort of looking at Bach's music through the lens, like a little bit of rebellious lens of the 21st century, and I think just like kind of shaking your fist sometimes at Bach and the legacy he left.
Thank you.
I tune because I care. And because the next piece has tape, involves a pre-recorded tape, and for some reason it just won't play in tune with me unless I go that extra mile. So this is by Nico Muglia, another composer we're going to meet this weekend, or this next coming week. Or is it 2 weeks? 2 weeks, excuse me. And maybe the most famous American composer under the age of 40. And he's really got this thing figured out. He's getting played by every major arts institution around the globe. But he also wrote an incredibly beautiful piece for violin and pre-recorded tape called Honest Music. And a lot of the music I play kind of looks backwards, maybe towards the Baroque or back towards hillbilly music or American music. And this looks back, but I think more poetically. You know, it's not necessarily that it's rooted in any kind of technique that says this is borrows of this time, but it's more like a cinematic looking back in that the pre-recorded tape has the characteristics of an old phonograph, a lot of pops and whistles. I played this on a radio station in Louisville, Kentucky a couple years ago, and the engineers in the studio were horrified at the sound quality, and they did not believe for me that that's the way it was supposed to sound, but it is indeed. And this is a really remarkable piece by a remarkable young man that you guys will get to know this summer, and an incredible, incredible new piece of his. So this is Honest Music by Nico Muglia. That was a little piece by Samuel Adler, who's best known for writing an orchestration textbook. But he is a major American composer, and he wrote a set of etudes in 1988 that were supposed to be a comprehensive look at 20th century violin techniques. And after 5 years in the Cabrillo Music Festival, I would say they're pretty quaint at this point. But still kind of a cool piece. When you borrow from Prokofiev, Stravinsky, and Copland, you kind of set yourself up for success. So next up is Music from Kentucky. It's a piece that was written for me earlier this year. So you know that we've been up to a little bit more than bourbon and horse racing for the past 200 years or so. But this is by a guy named Daniel Gillum, who is kind of like a version of Virgil Thompson. He's a critic and a radio personality and a composer in Louisville and great guy. And I feel very fortunate that he took the time to write me a very beautiful piece that, like Missy's piece, borrows a little bit from Bach, a little bit more meditative, a little less angsty than Missy's version, but Bach is in the foreground nonetheless.